son of a gun. I've been a prisoner, a preacher too. 38 Special did just what it's meant to do.
Hey, this is Christian
and Ryan
from Group Love, and you're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
Talked for hours about what we wanted lost, how it all came to us at such a high, high cost. And we're living in our ruins today, but not for long. Oh, I know it now, today, but not for long. Now we're sitting at the table where we wept, our bodies filled with promises we never could have kept. And we're sleeping in our clothes, just trying to fight the sun. Oh, I've never won trying to fight the sun. 'Cause the days seem to change, keep up this pace. Always running when I probably should have walked. Always singing when I probably should have talked. If the world doesn't stop spinning soon, I might fall off. Oh, I'm busy with living and the things that I am missing.
Asleep. When's he ever going to be any fun? All he ever does is eat and sleep.
Yes, eat and sleep. And that's just about all you did, too, when you were a baby.
Is back for once another, yet another week. Oh my God.
Happy Marathon Monday, or as working people know, just another Monday.
Adam and Kat here with you in the morning. It is, I don't know, I would say hellish and disgusting outside.
Yeah. I mean, when I looked out the window, I was like, oh, it just looks like a sprinkle. And then when Adam and I were walking to the studio, I was like, ah, oh, yes, this
no,
is
it's,
terrible.
Yeah, the worst day ever. Probably the worst possible marathon conditions, but at least I'm not running.
No, I'm so sad for those people. And, like, I feel bad for the people that actually have friends running, so you have an obligation
to stand
be
out there.
There.
Yeah, that just sounds like the worst day ever.
Retro.
So if you're outside running the marathon or getting ready to watch someone run the marathon, be brave. Look at the size of this system on the weather map. There's a gigantic blob of rain moving our way.
That's what they say about me. Great.
So we gotta warm you up a little bit, I suppose, with this episode of Monday Morning Madness.
Let's get a little spicy. Let's
play
some jams.
Queued up a little Led Zeppelin. This
Ooh.
One, I know, a band that I appreciate but really never play on the radio because my mom doesn't like them.
Great.
Too bad, Mom. We're playing them this
Sorry,
morning.
Mom.
Oh my gosh, stay warm, everyone. This is Fool in the Rain, naturally, if it will start playing. There it is. Gotta turn the thing on.
That's how it works, Adam.
WMFO in Medford.
Let's go.
Monday Morning Madness. Ugh.
Well, there's a light in your eye that keeps shining, like a star that can wait for night. I hate to think I've been blinded, baby. What can I see tonight? And the warmth of your smile starts burning, and the feel of your touch gives me fright. And I'm shaking so much, really. Why don't you show up?
in my stones. Let it rain, I hide your plane in the bank. Coming down like a Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we gone. We Rockefellers, we fly higher than weather, and cheap vibes are better. You know me, in anticipation for precipitation, stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back with Little Miss Sunshine. Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars. And that's when you need me there. With you I'll always share. Because when the sunshine we shine together. Told you I'll be here forever. Said I'll always be your friend. Took an oath on us to get out to the end. Now that it's raining more than ever, know that we'll still have each other. You can stand under my umbrella. You can stand under my.
Umbrella there, of course, from Good Girl Gone Bad, which it's almost that album's 11th birthday. Did you know that?
I didn't know that, but that's very nice to hear.
Yeah, it came out May 31st. I remember last year when it was its 10th birthday, I listened to it for about a million years straight.
That's so nice.
Because it's just such a good album, you know?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, that song is just a fun song, and I'm so sad it got so overplayed when we were younger, and I hated it for so long.
Happy to be contributing to the overplaying of Rihanna on the air.
Hey, at this point, well, it's enough of a grace. 11 years is enough of a grace period.
Considering we were just talking about Lady Gaga's music turning 10.
Oh, gosh. Yes.
That song is older than Just Dance.
I can't. That's Oh, it's so weird to think about. Yeah. I'm sure most people have such sensory memories to, like, at least for me, 2008, 2009, with a lot of the music, mm-hmm. I have very deep sensory memories.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And so it just makes me feel so detached when I hear them, and I'm like, oh my God, I was so young. What?
Something you should see, since we're talking about Rihanna and Jay-Z, is David. Have you seen the David Letterman show on Netflix?
No.
Where he interviews these, like, super high profile people, and the Jay-Z one, which he did most recently, is pretty interesting. David Letterman's a really interesting interviewer because he definitely, like, his age definitely shows in the questions that he asks.
Yeah.
But Jay-Z is an incredibly intelligent person who's really interesting to listen to talk to. So I was just thinking of him on that song and how far he's come.
Do you know Desus and Miro?
Of course.
And I just watch all of their stuff, and my only thing I know about that interview is them roasting David Letterman about it.
Yeah, it's an interesting interview, and he doesn't. David Letterman asks questions to Jay-Z, kind of the type of questions I would expect my parents to ask Jay-Z.
Okay.
So it's like, okay, I understand where you're coming from, but Jay-Z's really intelligent, so that's all I can say about it.
Wow.
But yeah, we're playing Rain songs in the air today. I think we're tossing around the idea of ending the show with Purple Rain for a solid 8.5 minutes and doing math on my hand of when that song has to start. But it's gross out today. It's going to rain all day. And then
we have to think of something interesting to do with these clever minds we were given. And so we're both, like, scratching our heads.
What songs are about rain?
Or peripheral to rain, maybe, like, sunshine songs, cold boy songs. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. Looks like it's going to be kind of gross on Friday, too. But actually just cloudy for most of the week. So
my
it's Boston,
only expect. Thing is, as long as it clears up in time for spring fling, that's
ain't
all
that the
I
truth.
Care about.
When is that, the 27th?
Yeah, I left my rain boots at home because they're nice rain boots, and I didn't want to have to leave them at school when I moved out. But now I'm just like, oh gosh, oh gosh. It was actually a real debate I had in my head of, like, I know I'm going to need these because Boston always gets rainy when you think it's done. So I'm really nervous.
Well, Kat, what's the worst that could happen? You know, it's pouring on spring fling day. You just go out barefoot.
Ew. Absolutely disgusting.
Get nice and muddy and
no, I'm worried I would get, like, tetanus. I'd, like, step on something. And
that's definitely a fear as well.
You know, those kids burying stuff in the dirt.
Do people still do that? Is that a thing that people actually do?
Or, like, taping stuff into the porta potties.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Well, decide for yourself, kiddos. Here's a little Walk the Moon, courtesy of our own Katherine Gibson.
One of my favorite bands.
And it has the word sun in it.
Yes. Yes.
So, that's
as
relevant,
I said,
right?
Peripheral. We're trying.
Screen falling off the door hanging off the hinges. My feet are still sore, my back's on the fringes. We tore up the walls, we slept on couches. We lifted this house, we lifted this house. Firecrackers in the east, my car parks out. Your hands on my cheeks, your shoulder in my mouth. I was up against the wall on the west mezzanine. We rattle this town, we rattle this scene. We got no money, but we got a heart. We're done.
I'm us to surrender, us to surrender.
But I could go all night right here between their crossfires. Send them off a message. I send a message. Say, give it up, give it up. We've got no place to go. Caught up in the rodeo. Oh no, please God, tell me we're dreaming. We've got nowhere to run. They've all got loaded guns. Oh no, please God, tell me we're dreaming.
So we're talking about party buses right now because
yes.
It's a week or so until the last senior bar evening.
It's going to be great.
Which I will be attending.
Oh, yeah! For
my first and last senior bar evening,
oh, I've
decided. And my friends who have convinced me to go have also arranged for a party bus.
Yes.
And I'm a little worried about the quality of it because they're like, oh, it's only $10 a person. And I feel like...
How many people do you have going?
I don't know.
Okay,
because it seems like not a lot of money.
When I went, I think the bus I went on, we had 20 people. It was $10 a person.
Yeah.
So that's $200. And the sketchy thing was we paid him in cash as we were getting onto the bus.
It seems really unsafe. So I don't know. It's going to be an interesting ride.
Yeah,
Is there alcohol on the bus?
It's not. No, they don't provide it, obviously.
Oh,
but
no
if
fun,
you
then.
Like have it with you... Like, it's okay.
Gotcha.
I don't think they want, like, open solo cups, but, you know.
Because they'll be sloshing around, you know?
Yeah, but I would say no one went without on the party bus I was on.
Wow.
Yeah, but I was telling Kercheval, like, within 30 seconds of the party bus moving, someone accidentally got punched in the face and just started bleeding everywhere.
I was
thankful that it was a guy, because I think if it was a girl, like, it would have been a very different situation. I was saying, like, it's weird for me when people are like, I've never been on one before. And I guess, like, it just says a lot about my experience of, like, freshman year of high school, I think was the first time I went on a party bus.
Wow.
Every dance, that was just, you either took a limo or some sort of, like, party bus limo to go to the dance. And
Vegas life, I love that.
Yeah, well, I guess, like, there's, like... They were either cheaper or, you know, just people knew people. And it was, I don't know. It just worked.
Yeah. I mean,
and
whatever you got to do, I suppose.
Yeah.
That's pretty fun, though.
Yeah. But anyway, I like party buses. You just get to listen to music loud. But you have to make sure your driver knows that you want to drive around a bit, not just go straight to your location.
Is that something we want to do?
Well, that's the whole
point. I have no idea.
That's the whole point of a party bus, kind of, is like with what we would do is like you leave like an hour early or something and just kind of drive around and listen to music and like get to hang out and then you go to the thing. I'm not saying like you need to drive around for an hour, but like having, if you're paying money,
$10 like, a head, you know,
yeah, like you should get some money's worth out of it.
I totally agree.
Like, just the more you know.
Well, everyone, next Thursday night, catch me driving around the city of Boston in a party bus,
I suppose.
I'm
so excited.
Yeah,
the little
I'll be
introvert
there.
Boy is going out to party.
All right. Well, speaking of going out to party, we got to play one of these PSAs.
And ultimate form of party.
They refreshed our list here. So we've got some we've got Creaky Joints, which I think sounds kind of funny. Digital Dead Walkers, phone safety. Could be scary, could be not funny at all, but you never really know.
No.
Or Handle the Ladder, safety PSA, or hold the Ladder, safety PSA. You have a preference, Captain?
Let's go with Creaky Joints.
Creaky Joints it is!
Hey, Ned, can you lift this box for me?
Oh, sure, Sandy.
Thank you.
Are your joints trying to tell you something?
Hey, Ned, how about toss me that pencil?
No problem.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
The fact is, for healthy bones, joints, and muscles, weekend exercise just isn't enough. You should exercise a total of 30 minutes every day.
Hello. Oh, sure, Tim. I'll walk right over.
Try jogging or going for quick walks or taking the stairs instead of the elevator.
Be right there, Tim.
For more ideas on building a healthier body, call 1-800-824-BONES or visit aaos.org. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. We keep you well connected.
Bye-bye, Ned!
Oh, bye, Sandy.
That was like nails on the chalkboard. Oh, geez.
That was really terrible. Well, now you know your weekend exercise is just not good enough.
I was already aware of that. I've kind of just accepted it at this point in my life that I can only do so much.
Next time I get up from the chair, I'm going to hurt.
Yeah.
Well, I guess let's get back into it then. Here's a little more ritual talk. Don't forget, Middle East on the 29th.
Oh, geez.
You should come with me.
Yeah, no. Yeah, okay.
town. In this ship we came in on has just run aground. In a fit has a funny way of coming. That's a funny way of coming. That's a funny way of coming.
Take you out with some perfect rainy day music there.
Yeah, that's the Cat Empire, one of my all-time favorite bands. They're very good at riffing. I hope you enjoy.
Yeah, there you go. We queued up Purple Rain. We got a minute before we gotta start that, because it'll take forever.
It's gonna be an opera on the radio.
But it's a perfect, I think it's a perfect metaphor for today.
Yes.
Purple and rain, mainly just rain and cold.
And a beautiful man looking over us.
Yes, Prince watching the Boston Marathon. He wouldn't have wanted it any other way.
No.
And like I was saying to Catherine earlier this morning, I feel like at this point, it's not really the Boston Marathon unless the weather sucks.
Yeah.
Like if you run the Boston Marathon and it's beautiful and sunny, that doesn't really count.
I think every year we've been here, it's been
awful.
Pretty terrible.
It was nice at the end last year, but it's always cold and it's always just like, eh.
Yeah. Well, for all of you that are working today, I mean, stay warm. I hope you get to work inside, but if not.
Yeah.
Kurtjebal has to give a tour.
I do have to give a tour at 1:30, so let's hope it's not gross.
Yeah.
But stay dry, everyone. Yeah. Thanks for tuning in. We enjoyed having you.
We're ticking off the, getting closer to the last radio show.
Four more.
So we'll enjoy it while it lasts.
We'll take this one out with a little Prince. Have a good Monday, everyone.
Bye,
stay
friends.
Dry.
Yeah.
Make good choices.
Love yourself.
You say you want a leader, but you can't seem to make up your mind.